Welcome to this deep dive, everyone, where we'll be exploring how whole genome sequencing is revolutionizing our approach to rare diseases.
Yeah, it's really incredible to see how a single test can unlock so many mysteries and pave the way for treatments.
Right, we'll get into all that today, from transforming diagnosis and treatment to understanding human biology.
Really, like a detailed map of our genetic makeup, revealing hidden connections and potential for therapies.
Okay, let's start with the diagnostic odyssey many people with rare diseases face.
It can be a really, really tough journey for people.
Years of doctor visits, misdiagnoses, and the huge emotional and financial toll.
The uncertainty, the fear, and just feeling lost in the system.
And that's where WGS comes in. It analyzes a person's entire genetic code to identify the underlying cause.
Instead of like searching for a needle in a haystack, we can see the whole picture.
And by pinpointing the exact genetic variant.
Exactly. You can target the root cause of the disease.
So better outcomes, not just treatment, but also avoiding unnecessary tests and procedures.
Absolutely. Plus the emotional relief of having a name for what you're experiencing, understanding and empowerment.
I read about a child misdiagnosed with epilepsy for years. Seizures, paralysis, even stopped breathing.
Sounds terrifying for the family.
It was, and WGS revealed the child actually had alternating hemiplegia of childhood, or AHC.
Wow, that's a big difference.
So a diagnosis gave the family answers and opened up possibilities for targeted treatment.
And this is just one example of how WGS is transforming lives.
So we've talked about WGS as a diagnostic tool, but it's much more than that.
It really is. It's foundational.
Helping us understand human biology on a whole new level.
Like, imagine building a house. WGS provides the foundation, the blueprint of our genetic makeup.
Okay, I'm following.
But to understand how that house functions, we need more information.
Like, what kind of information are we talking
about? Well, we have phenotypic data, a person's observable characteristics and symptoms, and then there's our omics data, proteins and metabolites, insights into molecular processes, and real-world data like lifestyle and environment.
Yeah. So adding layers to a map for a more complete picture.
Exactly. And the more layers we add, the better we understand the connection between genes and health.
And that's where AI helps us make sense of it all.
AI is crucial, analyzing huge amounts of data, identifying patterns, and making connections we couldn't on our own.
Unlocking secrets hidden within our genetic code and translating them into actionable insights.
It's not just reading the code, it's about understanding what it means for health.
Which leads to platform approaches to therapy development.
Right. Have you heard much about those?
I haven't. Fill me in.
Think of it as a more efficient and targeted way to develop treatments. Instead of a single disease platform, approaches target underlying biological pathways shared across multiple conditions.
So like a master key that can unlock multiple doors.
That's a great way to put it. This approach can accelerate drug discovery, reduce costs, and lead to more effective treatments.
This is exciting. So how do platform approaches tie in with precision medicine?
Well, precision medicine tailors treatments to an individual's genetic makeup and circumstances, and platform approaches give us the tools to do just that.
By targeting the specific biological mechanism.
Exactly. We can develop therapies that are more effective and have fewer side effects.
Moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to a more personalized and proactive model.
Exactly. We can use genetic information to prevent disease diagnosis earlier and treat it more effectively.
This all sounds so promising, but tell me about the practical implications. How are these advances impacting patients right now?
We are seeing huge progress, especially with rare diseases. A recent study found that in cases of critically ill children with diseases of unknown etiology, 37% received a genetic diagnosis thanks to rapid genome sequencing.
37%? That's incredible. What about changes in treatment based on those diagnoses?
Well, 26% of those children had their management changed as a result of the genetic diagnosis, meaning they received more targeted treatments, avoided unnecessary procedures, and ultimately had a better chance of a positive outcome.
Those numbers really show the impact WGS is already having. It's no longer a research tool. It's becoming a standard of care. But what about cost? Isn't sequencing an entire genome still super expensive?
WGS used to be really expensive, but the technology has advanced so rapidly and costs have come down dramatically. In some cases, it's now more cost-effective to perform WGS upfront than to go through years of traditional diagnostic testing.
It's like investing in a comprehensive map upfront rather than wandering around lost.
Exactly. An early diagnosis can be life-changing. For some conditions, early intervention can prevent or delay symptoms, improving a person's quality of life.
So it's about empowering people with knowledge and giving them more control over their health.
That's a key aspect of precision medicine, moving from a reactive approach to healthcare to a more proactive and preventative one.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a big shift in how we think about healthcare. But I imagine there are challenges too. What are some hurdles we need to overcome to reach the full potential of WGS and precision medicine?
One of the biggest is data sharing and integration. We have all this incredible data, but it's often siloed in different systems and difficult to access and analyze. We need better ways to connect these data points and create a more holistic view of a person's health.
Like having all the pieces of a puzzle, but not knowing how to put them together.
Yeah, exactly. We need that data integration. What else? Well, another challenge is the need for more robust clinical trials to evaluate the effectiveness of precision medicine interventions.
More research is needed to validate and refine these new treatments.
Exactly. We need collaboration between researchers, clinicians, and patients to make sure these advances translate into real-world benefits for people living with rare diseases.
It's a team effort, and sounds like there's still a lot of work to be done. But the progress we've made in just a few years is truly remarkable. What are you most excited about when you think about the future of WGS and precision medicine?
I'm most excited about the potential to develop cures for diseases that were once considered incurable. We're already seeing breakthroughs in gene therapy and other areas that are offering hope to patients and families who had very limited options before.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're entering an era of unprecedented possibilities in medicine.
Mm.
But with all this new knowledge and power comes a great deal of responsibility, right?
Absolutely. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications of having access to such a wealth of genetic information.
Mm-hmm.
We need to ensure that this data is used responsibly and that we protect individuals' privacy and prevent discrimination.
Those are really important considerations. It seems like with every scientific breakthrough, we also have to grapple with new ethical dilemmas.
It's part of the process.
Yeah.
But by having open and honest conversations about these issues and involving diverse perspectives, we can navigate these challenges and ensure that these powerful technologies are used for good.
Science is not just about making discoveries. It's about using those discoveries wisely and ethically. So we've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical aspects of WGS to its real-world impact and the ethical considerations that come with it. What's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with?
I want them to understand that we're in the middle of a huge shift in healthcare. Whole genome sequencing combined with other advances in technology and data analysis is transforming our understanding of human biology and opening up amazing possibilities for diagnosis, treatment, and prevention.
It's a message of hope and possibility. We're not just talking about treating symptoms anymore. We're talking about addressing the root causes of disease and creating a future where rare diseases are no longer a mystery and where personalized medicine is the norm.
Exactly. And that's something worth getting excited about.
Absolutely. It's a future worth fighting for, and it's a future that's within our reach if we continue to invest in research, innovation, and collaboration.
That's what it's all about.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into whole genome sequencing and all its potential.
It was a pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another exciting topic in the world of science and technology.
Looking forward to it.
Until then, stay curious and keep exploring.
Absolutely.
Those numbers really show the impact WGS is already having. It's no longer a research tool. It's becoming a standard of care. But what about the cost? Isn't sequencing an entire genome still super expensive?
It used to be really expensive, but the technology has advanced so rapidly and costs have come down dramatically. In some cases, it's actually more cost-effective to perform WGS upfront than to go through years of traditional diagnostic testing.
So it's like investing in a comprehensive map upfront rather than wandering around lost.
Exactly. And early diagnosis can be life-changing. For some conditions, early intervention can prevent or delay symptoms, which can really improve a person's quality of life.
So it's not just about treating the disease. It's about empowering people with knowledge and giving them more control over their health.
That's a key aspect of precision medicine, moving from a reactive approach to healthcare to a more proactive and preventative one.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a huge shift in how we think about healthcare. But I imagine there are challenges too. What are some hurdles we need to overcome to reach the full potential of WGS and precision medicine?
One of the biggest challenges is data sharing and integration. We have all this incredible data, but it's often siloed in different systems and difficult to access and analyze. We need better ways to connect these data points and create a more holistic view of a person's health.
Like having all the pieces of a puzzle, but not knowing how to put them together.
Yeah, exactly. We need that data integration.
Mm.
And another challenge is the need for more robust clinical trials to evaluate the effectiveness of these precision medicine interventions.
So more research is needed to validate and refine these new treatments.
Exactly. We need researchers, clinicians, and patients all working together to make sure that these advances actually translate into real-world benefits for people living with rare diseases.
It's a team effort, and it sounds like there's still a lot of work to be done. But the progress we've made in just a few short years is truly remarkable. What are you most excited about when you think about the future of WGS and precision medicine?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about the potential to develop cures for diseases that we once considered incurable. We're already seeing some amazing breakthroughs in gene therapy and other areas that are offering hope to patients and families who previously had very limited options.
That's incredible. It sounds like we're entering an era of unprecedented possibilities in medicine. But with all this new knowledge and power comes a great deal of responsibility, right?
Absolutely. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications of having access to so much genetic information. We need to make sure that this data is used responsibly and that we protect individuals' privacy and prevent discrimination.
Those are really important considerations. It seems like with every scientific breakthrough, we also have to grapple with new ethical dilemmas.
That's part of the process. But I think by having open and honest conversations about these issues and involving diverse perspectives, we can navigate these challenges and ensure that these powerful technologies are used for good.
Science is not just about making discoveries. It's about using those discoveries wisely and ethically. So we've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical aspects of WGS to its real-world impact and the ethical considerations that come with it. What's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with?
I want them to understand that we're in the middle of a huge shift in healthcare. Whole genome sequencing combined with other advances in technology and data analysis is transforming our understanding of human biology and opening up amazing possibilities for diagnosis, treatment, and prevention.
It's a message of hope and possibility. We're not just talking about treating symptoms anymore. We're talking about addressing the root causes of disease and creating a future where rare diseases are no longer a mystery and where personalized medicine is the norm.
Exactly. And that's something worth getting excited about.
Absolutely. It's a future worth fighting for. And it's a future that's within our reach if we continue to invest in research, innovation, and collaboration. We're really seeing a huge transformation in healthcare.
Absolutely. And it's amazing to think that just a few years ago, whole genome sequencing was mostly limited to research labs. And now it's becoming a standard of care and making a real difference.
It shows you what we can achieve with human ingenuity and the drive to learn more.
And it highlights how important it is for scientists, clinicians, patients, and policymakers to work together.
Because real progress in healthcare requires everyone to be on board.
Yeah, we need to get rid of those silos, share data, and collaborate to overcome the challenges that are in our way.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into WGS, let's give our listeners something to think about.
Okay, imagine a future where a child born with a rare disease doesn't have to go through that long and uncertain diagnostic journey.
A future where sequencing their genome is quick and affordable, giving families the answers and guidance they need.
And a future where targeted therapies are available for many different conditions, giving people hope when they had very few options before.
That's the kind of future we should all be striving for, a future where genomics helps us improve human health and well-being for generations to come.
Absolutely. And thanks for joining us on this exploration of whole genome sequencing and its incredible potential.
We hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and inspired you to learn more about the exciting world of precision medicine.
Until next time, keep asking questions and exploring the possibilities of a healthier future for all of us.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and a special thanks to our expert for sharing their insights with us today.
It was my pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the cutting-edge world of science and technology. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring.